IndyCar unveils route for Washington race marking America's 250th. Washington, IndyCar unveiled on March 9 the route for a major race planned in Washington this August as part of nationwide celebrations marking America's 250th anniversary. The event, expected to draw hundreds of thousands of spectators and potentially more than a million viewers on-site while being broadcast on Fox Sports, will feature a 1.7-mile street circuit weaving around some of the nation's most recognizable landmarks, including the U.S. Capitol, Washington Monument, the National Mall, the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, the National Gallery of Art, and the National Archives. Cars are expected to reach speeds approaching 200 miles per hour. Imagine these views that people are going to see, not just here, if you're present, but from around the world to celebrate our country's 250th anniversary, Bud Denker, president of Penske Corporation, said during an event unveiling the race course. So those are the spectacles, those are the views that we're so excited about to represent to you all, and to our nation and our nation's history. The course will begin on Pennsylvania Avenue before turning left onto 9th Street. Drivers will then make a short run along Constitution Avenue before turning right onto 7th Street, followed by a left onto Independence Avenue. The route continues briefly along Maryland Avenue before a final left turn onto 3rd Street. The pit lane will be on Pennsylvania Avenue between turns 1 and 2 of the circuit. The race will consist of 100 laps around the downtown course. The event stems from an executive order signed on January 30 by President Donald Trump directing federal agencies to organize an IndyCar race in the nation's capital as part of the semiquincentennial celebration. The race, dubbed the Freedom 250 Grand Prix, will begin with related events on August 22, with the main event on August 23. Tickets to the race are free. The order instructs the Departments of Transportation and the Interior to coordinate with Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser to design a route near the National Mall that showcases the majesty of Washington, D.C., and its iconic national monuments, according to a White House fact sheet. Federal agencies are directed to secure all necessary permits and approvals expeditiously. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has been authorized to use existing funds to support the event and to work with the Federal Aviation Administration to allow unmanned aircraft systems and aerial photography for broadcast coverage while ensuring the security of nearby government facilities. The administration will also coordinate with the mayor's office to ensure infrastructure along the course, including bridges, is properly maintained and suitable for racing conditions. Speaking at the unveiling, Chief of Protocol Monica Crowley said the event draws inspiration from early American traditions. Thomas Jefferson used to host spirited horse races to mark notable celebrations in the early days of this country, Crowley said. What we are going to do with this race is bring that storied tradition into the 21st century. This will be the first motor racing event held in Washington. The race will need congressional approval since there is a prohibition on advertising on the National Mall, and IndyCar vehicles are marked with brand names.